did not practice. B. Marsh and Casey Kreider, limited. Trevor was limited. Matt Paradis, limited. Benny Fowler, limited. DeMarcus, AJ, and Akib were full. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we put them probably right down the middle between both of them, but it was a positive day. So we'll see where we're at tomorrow, Jeff. But what we asked him to do today, he was able to do. So we'll see how he comes out of the practice and stuff. But split reps, he and Paxton. Yeah, he's progressing the right way. Like I said, big test today. Had his orthotics in, those type of things. So we'll see how he comes in here tomorrow morning and stuff. Hopefully we keep moving forward.
How encouraging is that based on what you saw?
Yeah, it's very encouraging. I mean, we're where we thought we would be today. Like I said, we didn't do much yesterday. Our expectations today for him to take half of what was going on, and he was able to do that.
Is the mobility the issue with Trevor? Can he move around? Or because he looked like he was throwing fine. Can he get out of harm's way? What do you want to see?
I mean, if you're going to send a guy out there, you got to be able to move around. You know what I mean? So he was able to, he moved today, and the things he did. So, and hopefully that's going to improve between now and game time, but a good day today.
Four set look.
Good. It's really great to have him. Great kid. Knows exactly what's going on. I think he'll be able to help us this weekend. So my expectations are for him to, spell book and play. And it's just really nice to get somebody that, is upbeat on what we're doing. So, what I mean is a quick turnaround. So good presence to have on their team.
I know you guys can only control what you can control, but from where you are in the standings, do you have a rooting interest in tonight's Raiders-Chiefs game?
Not really. I mean, I got so much to do tonight to get ready for this game, I'm sure my TV will cut on at some point, but sure it'll be a great game. Two good teams going at it, a lot of wins, so I got to worry about the Broncos right now.
What does Joe Woods bring to the secondary?
Who? Joe Woods? He's tremendous. When I came here, one of my very close friends in this business, who's a D coordinator now in Miami, who's a really good coach, told me, he said, you go get this guy, and I didn't even know Joe. So, boy, was he right. Vance knew what he was talking about. He's been special. He does a great job with a group of guys. That's a group of characters there, strong personalities, and Joe does a great job with them. They play extremely hard. He has a way of getting them ready to play every week, studying people, and they have really gravitated to him, So Joe's got a bright future. He's really a hell of a coach, great communicator. I let him talk to the team a lot. He's really, really good with the football team.
What makes Casey and Kluge so disruptive on the inside?
Just really speed and power. That's the biggest thing. Both of them inside, they got two really good edge players that squeeze the football when you play them, so they're very balanced. And then those two guys can cut it loose inside. So good scheme. Dick moves people around, a lot of stunting, a lot of pressure, those type of things. So, you see a team that's really kind of coming to its own here lately, very young team the last couple of years, but really coming to their own.
Gary, how have Dick and Wade been able to play players over the years?
I know, it's amazing. I was in Baltimore. We played Dick three times in one year, so preparing for those blitzes. But, no, he's a special person, and you look at he and Wade, how long they've been doing it and how well they continue to do it, with all these young kids running around, how they continue to relate to these young kids and push the right buttons. So, yeah, it's very impressive. It's been fun as a coach through the years with Mike. I can't even count the number of times we've probably been against Dick, in Pittsburgh and stuff. So, yeah, a lot of respect for him.
Anything else?
Okay, you have a good day.
Thanks.